In neighboring Texas, the problem is mold. There's so much mold invading homes that insurance companies are overwhelmed by claims. Farmers Insurance has had enough. The second biggest home insurer in Texas is pulling out of the Lone Star State, saying it can't afford to do business there anymore. Other insurance companies are raising rates. But as Janet Heimlich reports, there's more than mold plaguing Texas insurance.
Starting on November 11th, Farmers says it will stop renewing homeowners insurance policies for its 700,000 Texas customers. Mark Tuohy is the Assistant Vice President of Public Affairs for Farmers Insurance Nationwide. He says Farmers doesn't want to pull out of Texas, but it has no choice.
The conditions are such that we're concerned about the financial stability of the entire organization.
The problems began a few years ago when Farmers lost a high-profile lawsuit over a mold claim. Since then, mold claims have exploded. Farmers says since the beginning of last year, its total losses in Texas, most of them related to mold claims, are at $1.5 billion. But Tuohy doesn't just blame mold, he blames the state for being a bully. In August, the Attorney General sued Farmers for setting rates unfairly. The Department of Insurance, which regulates the industry, ordered the company to change its rating practices and said it would seek restitution for customers it says Farmers took advantage of. Tuohy insists the company did nothing wrong.
The department comes in, they challenge our numbers and our rating practices, and they want to fine us, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars on top of what we've already lost.
Farmers really chose the timing of all of this.
Lee Jones is Assistant Director of Public Information for the Texas Department of Insurance. Jones says last year, Farmers started offering customers only a scaled-back homeowners insurance policy.
They reduced the amount of coverage available to their customers, but at the same time, they increased the rates, and we began to get huge numbers of complaints from consumers about those rates.
Jones says some customers complained of rate increases of 200%. Also, the department's investigation found that Farmers violated state laws by inconsistently raising rates. But there's more going on than just one insurance company and its regulator duking it out. Following the mold scare, many insurance providers have reduced coverage and raised rates. A lot. Normally, Texas's rates exceed the national average by 25% or 30% because of extreme weather conditions. Now, industry experts estimate the rates exceed the national average by 70%.
We have a regulatory system that is out of control.
Dan Lamb is executive director of Texas Watch. He says most insurance companies have taken advantage of a legal loophole that allows them to set their own rates. When the legislature meets in January, Lamb says he'll push for a bill that would close that loophole and require all insurance providers to adopt rates set by the Texas Department of Insurance.
If we don't have some safeguards in place through a regulatory system, we're going to end up in the bind that we're in today, which is homeowners having difficulty getting availability, homeowners having difficulty with affordability, and homeowners having difficulty with insurance claims.
In this election year, even free market conservatives are talking tough regulation. Republican Governor Rick Perry has been running this TV ad.
My homeowner's insurance plan strengthens state regulations and allows the insurance commissioner to freeze rates.
Insurance companies accuse Perry and others of politicizing the crisis. Also, they say more rate regulation would hurt the industry and consumers. Sandra Ray is public affairs director for the Austin Trade Group Southwestern Insurance Information Service. Ray says the Department of Insurance has historically set benchmark rates too low for the market. She fears required rate regulation would send more insurance companies packing.
If they're forced to charge a price for a product and continue to lose money, they'll simply choose not to do business in the state of Texas.
The debate over insurance regulation is not confined to Texas. Other states, such as California and Florida, are also seeing more mold claims and higher rates. In Texas, there's still a chance Farmers could change its mind. Many are urging the company and the state to work out a deal. So far, neither side has offered a compromise the other can live with. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.